Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Accuracy in the midst of crises. This is what God wants, us to be accurate in crises, in challenging times, in difficult times, when we face adversity, to have our thoughts harnessed so that I don't start thinking another way or start questioning God's veracity or, amen, His immutability, or did God really say? You know what I mean? Accuracy in crises, the ability to be steadfast, to hold your feet still in the Jordan. Remember that principle. The moment they stepped in the Jordan, God went to work because their obedience was fulfilled. They were standing there. God was working. They didn't see it right away because it's a process. Ultimately, I think I shared this, ultimately when the water dried up, because where they were at Bethabara, and I saw this area in the Dead Sea and everything with my own eyes, but from where they were not too far downstream, it emptied into the Dead Sea. So God stopped it in the place called Adam, in the city called Adam, which is symbolic of the old nature. God cut off the source of the old nature when their obedience was fulfilled, when their feet were in the Jordan, and they were standing there with the presence of God. See, when you're going through some trials and that, when the water is high and you're going through trials and you're having to believe God, God is doing something in you. Hello, it's not just, you know, just a happenstance. God is doing something for you, but He's also doing something in you. He cut that water off, listen, that would pass by there that they were standing in, that would empty into the Dead Sea. So what are we saying here? In their obedience, in their accuracy or complete obedience to His command, He cut off the old nature that produced dead works. You see, when you learn to suffer and you go through, the works that you were producing that were dead works are no longer dead works. All of a sudden, you become accurate. Amen. Hello, sometimes you'll surprise yourself. You start talking, and all of a sudden, you realize it's the Holy Ghost talking through you. You start talking to someone, and all of a sudden, they get blessed by what you're saying. It's the Holy Ghost talking through you. Now you're not just shooting in the dark, but see, what did you? He turned off those dead works. He cut off the dead works. The water receded so they could cross over. But what happens is the Adamic nature is shut down. It takes some time. It's a process. God started it, but you have to stand there long enough. You can't get anxious and afraid and you know, Lord, how long? No, you just got to stand there with that thing on your shoulder, which represented the presence of God, amen, with your feet in the water, ready to move as God said, Lord, I've done everything you said. I'm standing here and I'm holding on to your presence. I'm not going to complain how cold the water is. You know, that Jordan is cold. It was cold. The times I baptized in that Jordan, it was real cold. It was nasty. I can see why Haman said, hey, there's rivers in Syria I'll go and get baptized in. It was all kind of dead stuff floating past us. I'm going to have to bring some pictures and show y'all, but I baptized a bunch of people in there. It was cold and it was dirty, but they had to stand there with their feet in it and maybe waist high for a while. I'm going to research this and see if I can come up with a time. How long did they have to stand there? That was 31 miles. Yeah, so it wasn't like they, you know, just got in and went on the cross. They had to stand there and endure some stuff in obedience to God. But in so doing, while he was shutting off the nature of Adam, he was killing or stopping all the dead works. So see, when you suffer, when you go through, your work's going to be different. Your voice is going to be different. Amen. Your walk is going to be different. When you humble yourself, come on, when you come out, you're going to be different. You know that song that says, how did you feel when you came out the wilderness? There's some truth to that. When you come through there and God has worked on you, you're going to be different. There's going to be another you. Amen. You'll be at another level. There'll be another whole train of thought. You have to grasp it and hold it, because don't look back to go back to stuff. Even though we come to the same church, we sit in the same seats, many of us, all of us, most of us. You know, we do a lot of the same things, which are not evil. It's just our custom. It's what we do. But we are becoming different people. You don't even know how that person next to you has grown. Necessarily, you know, unless maybe you get into a conversation with them and you used to talk with them, you start hearing them say, whoa, I never heard you say that before. I never, you know, Lord, I sense the presence of God on you in a way that I've never sensed it before. Why? Because they've come through. Amen. So we must hold on to our identity. We must be ready to move out in faith. We must be willing to follow authentic leadership. And then we must be accurate in the midst of crises. No more chocolate soldiers. You know, as soon as the sun comes up, they start to melt. The more the sun rises, the more they melt. All right, and number five, God is reestablishing family life. This is very important. Before they could march out, before deliverance came, God established family life. I want to say this with a bunch of emphasis. Look at someone beside you. Hopefully it's your mate. Tell them, get your house in order. Get your house in order. Come on, tell somebody else, get your house in order. It may not be quite in order, but be working on getting it in order. Amen. Get the relationships in order. Get things in order. You know what a house in order looks like. Versus a house out of order. Tell somebody again, get your house in order. Before the bondage is broken, before deliverance comes, before we are free to go and worship God, before God begins our sojourn into that promised land, that land that flows, he set the houses in order. They came from slave mentalities to setting things in order as families. And here's how he did it. In the book of Exodus, in Exodus chapter 12, if you go there with me, Exodus 12, he said in verse 3, speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb. Now notice here, he establishes the male. He didn't just say in general, every family. He didn't say every mom. Specifically, he said to them, every man. A lamb. This was not the society of slaves. This is not how slaves view things. This was contrary to the slave mentality. God was honoring, putting headship back into the household. How many know a nation is only as strong as its communities? A community or cities. Cities are only as strong as their communities. Communities are only as strong as their churches. Churches are only strong as their families. Families are only strong as their household is. If you go to the core and the house is all out of order, then guess what? The church is all out of order. Hello. And there's so much infighting in the church that the church cannot impact the community. And then the community's all messed up. Then the city's all messed up. And guess what? The nation is all messed up. And the world is all messed up. But now, if we go back to the core and get the house in order. See, God was getting ready to raise up a nation, but he started with a household. He started with households. And he said, every man get take to them, every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers. A lamb for an house. In other words, he was ordering genealogy. He was ordering these things according to a man's genealogy, according to his father's house. We're not just a bunch of slaves anymore. Come on, we're going to order this thing right. Amen. You get in line. You congregate. You assemble with your tribe according to your father. But every man take a lamb for his house. And now when we say that, you know, single parent homes, that would be, we could include moms there. The mom take a lamb for her house. But here, for the sake of what we're looking at, God was establishing the man back to his position. Amen. After being in slavery for generations. Okay, that's very important. Let me just make you write this statement down. Spiritual headship was reactivated in the home. Spiritual headship. You've heard me say on many occasions, leadership is male and female. Headship is male. Now, I'm going to make that statement one more time, and I want everyone to say amen for real. Leadership is both male and female, but headship is male. Amen. That's better. You know, the enemy has twisted us so in our thinking that the first thing that comes to some men or even some women's mind is something twisted. When you make a statement like that, like it's, you know, it's like it's against women, like it's putting women. That's not what I'm saying at all. Amen. If anything, it honors them more. But see how the enemy has twisted our society so much so where, you know, there's no line even in the home as to what a home looks like or what a home is to be. That's all messed up. And that's just what the enemy wants to do. But see, God, before the deliverance, established, reestablished, reactivated, said, this is my order. In verse 21, that same chapter, 12:21, Exodus 12:20. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take your lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. Next verse. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. Okay, so spiritual headship was reactivated in the house. Now, that's a very important point, very important principle. God is a God of order. It doesn't give a man a right to abuse a position of headship. That's not true at all. And sometimes they can be off or whatever, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, I'm not saying, I'm just declaring to you God's order. Now, I ain't reading anything else into it except what the Bible says. All that other stuff you deal with.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of Transformation, Breaking the Bondage. You are not called to a subnormal lifestyle. There are some things you will need to know or you will crash down and burn. 1, you must be completely obedient to God's commands. Hear, obey, and change. And 2, you must trust in his appointed leadership. There is another whole dimension awaiting you. Jeremiah 31:31 says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Sons will follow their father's directives without questions and without fail. The father recognizes and acknowledges covenant relationships. Jonathan and David cut covenant, and God established a covenant with Abraham.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.